1,000 English Verbs, 21 to 40. Just a quick reminder before we continue. If you've not already done so, be sure to subscribe to this channel. Click the subscribe button, the bell icon, and then all. Pause the video at any time to analyze the sentence or check words or phrases that are new. Remember, common collocations are underlined. Just to let you know, after we complete this group of 20 words, there's a review later in the video. Make sure to take a couple of minutes for the review and make a note of the new words you want to add to your vocabulary. So, let's start. First, train. To teach a particular skill or behavior through practice and instruction. The sentence reads, here we see handler Jonathan Mendoza training Canto, a military dog. Listen. To pay attention to a sound, to make an effort to hear something. The sentence reads, the little girl listened carefully as her teacher explained how to do the homework. Next, stimulate. To rouse to action or increased activity, to excite. The picture shows three people concentrating on a jigsaw puzzle. The sentence reads, some people do jigsaw puzzles to stimulate their mind and thinking capacity. Next, deny. To declare something as untrue, to refuse to give something that is requested. The picture shows a man in handcuffs being questioned by the police. Sentence, during police questioning, he repeatedly denied all charges of assault. Next, disappear. Cease to be visible. Sentence, Amelia Earhart was an American aviator who disappeared over the Pacific Ocean on July 2, 1937, while attempting to be the first female pilot to circumnavigate the world. Next, carry. To hold or support while moving. In the picture, we see two men walking together. One man is carrying a bag in each hand. Sentence, he was a very polite young man and said to the elderly gentleman, please, allow me to carry those bags for you. Next, break. To separate into pieces. To make something useless. To destroy. The picture shows a smartphone lying on the ground with a cracked screen. The sentence reads, she was really upset when she accidentally dropped her phone and broke the screen. Draft. To prepare a preliminary version of a document. In the picture, we see a member of a team writing notes. Sentence. She told her colleague, I'll leave you to draft the letter, and then you can send it to the team for approval. Next. Shout. To utter something in a loud cry, to yell. Sentence. When she saw her husband reversing the car into the garden wall, she shouted at the top of her voice, stop! Next, speed. To move quickly. Sentence, it can be very dangerous to speed in a snowstorm. Next, pause. To briefly interrupt or suspend an action. In the picture, we see a man giving a presentation. Sentence, when you pause before stating something important, it arouses anticipation, and the audience is more likely to remember it. Note the collocation, arouse anticipation. Next, challenge. To invite someone to engage in a contest, to confront or struggle with someone or something. In the picture, we see two business colleagues sat at a chessboard. Sentence, knowing he was a complete novice, she said to her colleague, I challenge you to a game of chess. Next, ride. To sit on and control the movement of something, or be carried or supported by something. Sentence, she learned to ride a horse from a young age. Next, exceed. To go beyond the limits of something, to be greater in size or number. Sentence, the driver was pulled in by the police for exceeding the speed limit. Note the collocation, exceed the speed limit. Next, facilitate, to make an action easier. The picture shows a long corridor in a prison with an open door at the end. Sentence: a lapse in security facilitated the prisoner's escape. Next, happen, first meaning, to take place or occur. The picture shows a truck broken down in the middle of the road. Sentence: how did this happen? Happen number two, to find something by chance. In the picture, we see a traditional coffee shop in a village in Cyprus. Sentence: wandering around the back streets, we just happened upon this quaint coffee shop. Next, buy, to acquire in exchange for payment. The picture shows a young woman putting a strange object on her head in a store. Sentence: her friend said, "You're not going to buy that, are you?" Next, quit, to stop, cease, discontinue. Sentence: although she had suffered an injury, she refused to quit. Next, admit, first meaning, to confess to be true. Sentence: she called to her husband, "I must admit, this job is taking me much longer than I thought it would." Admit number two, to allow entry. Sentence: following severe chest pains, he was admitted to hospital yesterday. Note the collocation, admitted to hospital. Next, inquire, to ask for information. The picture shows an employee working in an open office. Sentence: he was a bit upset with his colleagues when nobody inquired about him when he was off sick for 3 days. Well, that completes the 20 words, so let's do the review. We'll go at quite a fast pace. You can pause the video at any time if you need to think or check something. Let's begin. Carry. Happen. Listen. Speed. Quit. Deny. Disappear. Exceed. Ride. Train. Draft. Shout. Pause. Buy. Admit. Stimulate. Admit. Inquire. Challenge. Break. Facilitate. Happen. Has this video helped you? Then like, share or comment now, and build a powerful English vocabulary with my free course on Udemy. Go to goodenglish.online.